USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 30 people remain hospitalized and 49 people are known dead after a gunman opened fire on worshippers at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. The suspect, a self-proclaimed white supremacist from Australia, live-streamed the shooting on Facebook. The mass killer has gone to court in New Zealand. TV reporter Emma Cropper.
That was a very brief appearance. It was a matter of minutes. He was handcuffed. He was flanked by police when he appeared, and he remained calm and basically emotionless in the dock throughout his appearance.
President Trump has vetoed a resolution to overturn his emergency declaration on the border with Mexico.
Congress has the freedom to pass this resolution, and I have the duty to veto it, and I'm very proud to veto it.
His declaration now faces override votes and a series of lawsuits. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Once again, a major German automaker is in trouble over misleading the public. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
Volkswagen and its CEO has been charged by the Securities and Exchange Commission with defrauding American investors by grossly misleading them about the vehicle's quality and environmental compliance and the company's financial standing. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The Energy Department plans to roll back efforts to eliminate expensive incandescent light bulbs and instead keep them available along with a more energy-efficient LED light bulb. National Resources Defense Council Director Noah Horowitz says legal action will be taken.
It costs consumers an extra $12 billion a year to operate, and we're using 25 more power plants worth of electricity to keep those inefficient bulbs illuminated. And that's causing about 34 million extra tons of carbon dioxide, the main pollutant responsible for global warming.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
According to one new study, social media may be causing a rise in mental health disorders in young people, especially teenagers. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The study finds the amount of U.S. teenagers and young adults who experienced mental distress, depression, and suicidal thoughts rose significantly over the last 10 years. The researchers say there was an especially large spike in 2011, and they cite that as the year that social media emerged in a big way. The study was published by the American Psychological Association. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Governor Tony Evers has declared a state of emergency across Wisconsin due to melting snow and heavy rainfall. WSAW-TV's Gerald Ballard is in the village of Clover, just west of Green Bay.
The village of Clover says they were prepared for a flood. They just didn't expect this much water.
The area was not flooded at all, and just like snapping your fingers, all of a sudden we had a wall of water.
Many residents were told to evacuate their homes as early as 2 in the morning, the village turning their municipal building into an emergency evacuation shelter, and several roads had to be closed, causing multiple delays.
Right when we think we are at the tip of things and have things under control, all of a sudden a new area is breaking out with respect to flooding.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.